you could change any choice you have ever made, would you? You can always make another choice and change the course of your success. Everyone has the potency to make inspired choices. Get ready to listen, share, and experience the creativity that is you. Now, here is the host of the Inspired Choices Show, business optimization expert, Christine McIver.
Welcome, everyone. Oh my gosh, tonight is going to be a good one. I hope you're here with us live. And if you're not, thank you so much for pressing the play button. Tonight, I have some fun ramped up for you. We are going to be talking all about luck. And actually, the name of the show is Luck is Not Just for the Irish. Now, me darling, I be Irish. Me ancestors be Irish. But I know, even I know it's not just for the Irish. And I have a surprise guest co-host with me tonight, my dear friend, Megan Sillitoe. Megan, welcome to the party.
I feel so lucky to be here. And what was it, 20 minutes ago, I get a message from you. I'm like, yeah. Oh, I'm in. Let's do it.
Well, you know what? That's what happens when you create luck in your life. Yeah. Right? That's absolutely what happens. People say yes to things they don't even know what the heck they're saying yes to. So before we get into tonight's show, I want to tell you a little bit about myself. I am a business optimization expert. I work with individuals, small businesses, large businesses, to really help them step into their expertise and optimize what they bring to the world, showing them exactly how to show up, how to create pleasure and joy in their businesses, and absolutely have it contribute to them and their families. If you would like to know more or you'd like to connect with me, do send me an email, Christine@inspiredchoices.ca. I'm also the CEO of the Inspired Choices Network, our home platform. And here we actually bring voices to the world. We amplify and make you a global expert in your field. We show you how to have so much fun with really stepping up in the world. And it's more than just luck. We absolutely support you 100%. So if you've been thinking about bringing your voice to the world, even greater, or you actually have something that you're not exactly happy with, do connect with me. Also, if you're interested in being a speaker in summits, we also have summits that we amplify your voice. So we've got a lot to choose from. Again, send me an email, Christine@inspiredchoices.ca. So before I get into exactly what the show is about, I want to tell you about Miss Megan. And I don't think anybody really calls you Miss Megan.
No.
I'm going to give you the formal introduction to Megan Sillitoe. Growing up on her family farm in Canada, Megan soon discovered she had quite a different perspective on life. To her, it was supposed to be fun. And as soon as she was able, she went out into the world to search for ways to make it so. Being an innate explorer and experimenter, almost 30 years ago, Megan began sticking her finger in every magical, energetic, and metaphysical pie she found, building an unprecedented toolbox that has allowed her to create the fun, ease-filled life she has always known was possible, and she's still adding to it. From REM to tapping to access consciousness to energetic alchemy, Megan has pretty much done it all. She really, really has. Yeah. Going as far as developing her own tools for creating your personal dream, Megan's gift of truly seeing people enables her to create tailor-made facilitations and processes that work all in a safe, judgment-free space filled with allowance for your true self and the invitation and encouragement to always turn the magic and potency up and out. That is so you. That is so you to a T. I absolutely love it. You are one of my favorite humans in the world, although I don't get to see you in person very often, but I always know that you are there. And it's a beautiful feeling to have that with someone like you. And magical. Oh, woman, you are so magical. And you were one of the people that I learned a lot about luck from. So that's why, of course, you jumped up into my awareness. I'm like, well, heck, why the hell don't I have her over here with me? So, Megan, when you hear the word luck, what's the very first thing that comes into your mind?
Magic.
Because?
It's a little bit, I think it It is one of the magical elements that we can play with here, right? Because what I believe is we're all in a field of luck. There is like luck everywhere. And some people put their sails up and then they catch that luck. They catch the wind. And a lot of people are like, well, I'm not lucky. So they don't even put their sail up. Well, it's not like the wind's going to catch your sail and push you in the right direction every single time. Like, that's just not life. Like, if you want that kind of control, let probably maybe another planet. I don't know. But like, there's a place for you. But if you don't put the sail up, you can't avail the possibilities that are there. And so I really think that luck is one of those really truly co-creative elements that it actually requires our participation in some form to play with.
When when I used to think about luck, it was cross your fingers, cross your toes, cross your ankles, cross your arms,
Salt over the shoulder.
salt over the shoulder. Exactly. Get up on the right side of the chair. Like all of these quote unquote superstitious things. And luck was just absolutely by chance. Now, it's interesting when I created the title, Luck is Not Just for the Irish, the first thing that came to my mind was the Irish are not lucky. Okay, now don't everybody get mad and send me an email about this, but let me expand on that. The Irish, if you know the history of the Irish, it's been a tough road to hoe. You know, they had the potato famine, then they had the revolution. Then a lot of people immigrated to the United States and to Canada, and they were dirt underneath people's feet when they first came, probably for the first 100 or 150 years. There was no luck about it. And I can tell you, looking at my family and the opportunities or the situations that occurred, most would not consider them lucky. So we have this false belief. I think we've painted the word luck. It's for somebody else. Somebody else is lucky. And just happens that it was just St. Patrick's Day. So this one, when it really popped into my head, but it's like luck is not a chance situation. You're not born into a lucky family. You might be born into a family who has prior made money. That doesn't mean that you're getting any. Luck does not mean that if you walk outside at the right time of the moon, that suddenly you're going to get the windfall. That's not what luck is. Luck is a calculated opportunity. That's the way that I see it. What in yours is luck is magic.
Luck is magic, but it requires our engagement. And I think magic does require our engagement. It's like it requires us to suspend disbelief. It doesn't require us to believe in it, but it does require us to suspend disbelief so that we're actually in the possibility of what could happen. So, for instance, there was a show that they did on 60 Minutes here in the States. It was about 20 years ago, and they were testing out luck, right? And so what they did was they had this sort of obstacle course where they hid money and things in different places all through this. These people went on this treasure hunt. They didn't know that what they were testing for was luck, but what they did is they asked people who considered themselves lucky, and they asked people who considered themselves unlucky to play in this. And so they had this, and it showed it all. The people who considered themselves unlucky never found any money. The people who considered themselves lucky found every piece of money along the way.
I
And
see.
that's how I see luck. I see luck as it is there, it is always available, and we have to make ourselves available to it. And like, again, suspending disbelief. Right?
Right.
It's not like I'm lucky, therefore this must happen for me. Like, that's not luck. That's control. But like, if you go like, hey, like, I wonder what could happen. Like, I'm gonna hop on the field and I'm gonna take my shot here. I'm gonna take a swing at bat. Like, if you don't take a swing at bat, there's no luck. So
Exactly.
it, right? So you've got to take that swing. And but it is when we it It's about stepping into the unknown in an open way. And that's when I think luck can really like be part of us and integrate inside of us. You know, my mentor, Gay Hendricks, who actually wrote a book, it's one of my favorite books on luck. It's called Conscious Luck.
This one?
Yeah, that one, right? And and he's not the only one, but some of the people that write about luck, most people who are super, super successful credit luck to lots of that, because a lot of people work hard, but not everybody gets to those places. A lot of people do all the things, not everybody gets to that. Like anybody who's at the top, they know there's a component of luck involved in it.
Well, I think that one of the ingredients is your attitude. Your attitude paints your life. Your attitude paints your opportunities. Your attitude paints, everything. Like I was think, I was really thinking about this show a lot in the last week. And if you lived in if you lived in a third world country, you would look at someone who had to pay $3,000 a month rent for one bedroom apartment in a free country, lucky. If you were someone who had was in a wheelchair, you may look at someone who wasn't and say, you're lucky. If you were someone who had lots of children and you were barren, they're lucky. If you're someone with 10 children and see somebody with no children, you may go,
You're like
exactly. There were days. There were days. I can tell you there were days, right? So it really does require your perspective. And I think it's a place that people should really dig into. And what I mean is that if you have a mindset that your life is tough, or things are difficult, or I wish that this would just happen, right? You are definitely living on the side of wishes and dreams, and you're standing there thinking, oh, poor me, in some way. There's a level of oh, poor me in there, right? But if you are honestly, if you honestly know that your life is your opportunity, and everything you create is in. It's in your grasp. Every single thing that you've ever created, you created. So if you believe that there is only opportunities for certain things for other people, that's exactly what you're going to create. Someone is not just lucky. Now, if they're sitting at a gambling table and they keep throwing sevens, which I know nothing about gambling, but if they keep throwing sevens, you may look at them and say they're lucky. Well, maybe last week they actually, they blew a whole ton of money, so they're just seeing they're even. It really is. There's a great deal about luck that's perspective.
Yeah, totally agree. And it's interesting when you were thinking, saying, this person's lucky. What I have an awareness of is that oftentimes comes with a judgment, right? Like, especially if your attitude is your life sucks and your life's hard, and oh, wouldn't it be nice to be that lucky? And I think it's partly why we kind of shun this idea of luck. It's got, I think, luck is magic's like ugly stepsister in a certain way, because it's like luck gets it. Everybody wants to be magic, but people have this weird connotation around luck, right? It's like, oh, you're so lucky. Not a compliment, right? Or, oh, you were just lucky. Oh, I was just lucky, right? And
Oh,
it's
just by
like,
chance. I have no control, no input. Nothing I've ever done mattered.
right. And so it can kind of be twisted. And I really believe what you said about cultivating the attitude of gratitude, of possibility, of, hey, like, I deserve a seat at the table. Let's see what I can do, right? And so, like, we come in ready to play and open-hearted. And that's when we make ourselves available. That's kind of how we raise our sail to catch the wind, is we make ourselves available to
We
that
have
energy.
to have the opportunity is not going to come along unless you're prepared. And a huge part of preparation is your mind, is what you're speaking to yourself, and what is coming out of your mouth, and the choices that you make every single day create or cultivate. You know, when I think about a farmer cultivating, right, cultivating the ground, they're preparing. They're preparing the ground for their crops, right? You have to cultivate a mindset that is prepared for luck, that's prepared for opportunity.
Yeah, and then there's people that just like they don't plant, they don't prepare the ground, and they go, see, there's no magic, there's no luck. Well,
Yes. See, I told you.
you didn't actually prepare the ground. You didn't prepare yourself to receive it.
Exactly. Okay, Megan, we're up to our first break. So, guys, do not go away. This is going to go fast, but there's going to be lots more fun and play. Do stick around. Megan is going nowhere. I won't let her leave. And we will be back with more after this break. You're listening to Inspired Choices. I'm your host, Christine McIver, with my co-host, Megan Sillitoe, here on the Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
Many of us make choices based on our past experiences or based on what others believe. What would our lives be like if we made our choices based on what we desire for our futures? When you join the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver, you'll be provoked to look at what is true and what you know, but may not choose, that requires your attention. Christine does not hold back. She brings all her expertise to every show. Are you ready to create and live the life you truly desire? Listen for Inspired Choices every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@inspiredchoices.ca. Now, back to the program.
Oh, yes. Back to the program. We are here talking about luck. Luck is not just for the Irish. I have a surprise guest co-host with me, Megan Sillitoe. Megan has been on this network plenty, plenty of times speaking her brilliance, and I'm very blessed to have her joining me tonight. Megan, there's so much we can talk about regarding luck. I really love the idea of cultivating. There is something about that word that really talks about our control, if you would, about our luck. What do you think is one of the major reasons why people don't cultivate for luck?
Well, part of it's what I said before about when luck is thrown around, it's oftentimes thrown around as a fantasy. It's thrown around as a judgment, like, oh, you've got it and I don't. So people tend to go to kind of not want to claim it.
So they're resisting it.
Yeah, totally.
So what would it mean if they, why do they resist it? Is it, oh, I think it might be one of these. Okay, let's just jump it in.
What you got?
So when you resist it, okay, brain is trying to formulate the words. When you resist something, there's a part that you don't believe it's possible. Yes. And if you actually invest in believing it's possible and it doesn't quote unquote happen, then you're a loser. I can't even do that. Then you're a loser. You were wrong. You were duped. You were, you know, misled. It's not for you. It's not really for you.
Yeah. Also, I think there's this idea that if I did something with luck, it doesn't count, or that means I'm not skilled, or that means it just I just got lucky, so I'm not part of that equation. I think people think that luck is an abdication, and so they feel like if they did something and luck was part of that, then they diminish their results somehow. Like, for me, I'm like, I am willing to freaking receive luck, magic, do-si-do, I don't know, whatever could contribute to what I'm creating. I'm going to say yes. Like, why wouldn't you say yes to that?
Right.
But I also think, like, for me, I don't know if you know this story, but I considered myself very unlucky most of my life. And in fact, I somehow passed that story on to all my friends, because their whole idea was if they brought Megan on some kind of an excursion and any trouble happened, it would happen to me. So they would be fine and it would all happen to me. And I bought into that for a really long time. Like, and it happened over and
over. Like, I kind of do remember that.
Yeah. We're on a houseboat, and who gets arrested? Megan. Was everybody doing the same thing? Yes. No, Megan gets arrested. You know, it's kind of like that sort of thing. And so I saw this, I think it was a book, and it said, I was before Gabe wrote his book, it was like, you choose your luck. And I was like, what? I can choose to be lucky? Like, hold on a minute, hold the phone. But something spoke to me. And I think that, you know, this podcast is speaking to you, it means there's probably some luck for you to claim, some luck for you to choose, right? And so I really just set out to go, what if I could change that? What if I could actually become lucky and create myself as lucky? Mm-hmm. And I went through this whole process, and I did this whole claiming process, and it was nuts, because I went out to this Sound Bowl event. And I walked in late, of course, and they said, come get a ticket. We're giving a bowl away. And there was like 200 people in the room. And I sat down. I'm like, I'm going to win that. I've never won anything in my life. Not a penny. I've not won a penny. And I freaking won that. It was a $300 bowl. And like, I was like, whoa, because I cultivated a different mindset. I have this awareness, I could choose. If you could choose to be lucky or unlucky, why not choose luck?
Yeah.
Right? Why not choose that? And so I do think that just like everything else, like some people have more sense of humor than other people, right? Some people, I kind of tend to think we're funny, but you know, maybe not everybody thinks that. But I do think some people naturally have more luck. I have a sister that it is insane. Like, it doesn't matter what happens, she always comes out lucky. Like if something bad happens, and she knows it, like her house floods, she knows she's going to get a new house and she's actually going to come out thousands of dollars ahead. She knows it. It happens every time.
But why does she know it? Let's dig deeper on that. Why does
she know it? She's Irish. Not all the Irish are unlucky.
Not all of them. But why does she know it? It's because she's open to believing it and receiving it.
Partly I pointed it out. She actually didn't see it. And ever since I pointed it out, she's getting more and more lucky.
Right. Because she said yes to it.
Yes.
She said yes to it, right? Yeah. It's like one of the things that Gay was saying in the book is that who you hang around with, your tribe makes such a difference. And over the last year or so, I've been trimming the friends field. And, you know, it's been some of the individuals that they've got this attitude of pity and anger. And there is this constant, like, right, looking for something to get angry about. It's like they're happy in their anger and they're miserable. They're miserable. And if you are a fly trap for misery, you're going to catch it. But I think that if you're also know that what I am doing and what I am creating is partially, as it comes together, is partially luck, because mm-hmm. I keep showing up. You can look at something and say, like, I'm lucky. You could say right today, Megan, well, that was so lucky Christine thought of me. That was mm-hmm. so lucky I was available. That was so lucky. But you have cultivated a relationship with me where I have regard for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have invested in a relationship that is a contribution to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you open the door for opportunity, i.e. luck, to knock.
Right.
Right. Yes. And there's so many people out there that are not doing that. Mm-hmm. They're standing back and they're rubbing their hands together and they're, oh, it never happens for me, or how come everybody else, or whatever. It's interesting. This is going to be a shameless plug. I don't even know where it is. Oh, there it is.
Do it.
About a month ago, we published our first book, Light from the Shadows, Enriching the Lives of Others. And, you know, a couple of weeks after this, we launched our first, we've produced summits, as you know, but we also launched our first hosted summit. And within a very short period of time, we're going to have our second book published. Mm-hmm. Now, is it luck? Well, do I cultivate relationships? I do. Do I invest in my own mindset? I do. And do I take action? I do. Mm-hmm. And so you can call everything that I'm doing lucky, or you can see that I've been investing for my future and for my luck. I do look around at the opportunities I have, and I do look at the things that I've created and go, wow, like, wow, look at how lucky I am. But I don't say that like it was just, you know, somebody threw a dart and it landed on me, right? It's really been about the investment.
Mm-hmm. Well, and in that 60-minute show,
yes,
it was everything to do with the people looked in a different place. The lucky people looked in places that the unlucky people didn't. So like in one, the one I remember was there was this $50 bill taped underneath a bar chair. So they, part of the treasure hunt, they had to go to this bar and they had to find something. And the lucky people looked under the chair. The unlucky people didn't. They just go, oh, it's not here. And they went on, right?
Because they had an expectation it wasn't there.
Yeah. Because they're unlucky and nothing good and nothing's easy and da-da-da-da-da, right? But it's like that cultivation, like it could be the cultivation of like being willing to look where other people don't, being willing to cultivate relationships, being willing to say yes when... It's like, you've got 20 minutes. I don't know how to do this light and camera shit. Okay. All right. You know, but it's like, I have cultivated a yes attitude. Like when I feel an energy, if even if I'm not prepared or I don't think I can do it, I show up.
Right.
And I think showing up is like 80% of luck. Because if you ain't there, you kind of have to be present to win, you know,
like, yeah. I heard somebody on the radio the other day. It was something like, hey, you know what? This is what the guy was saying. He said, all you women out there that are looking for relationships, but you are talking about like, I never get relationships. You know, I don't meet anybody. I'm not meeting anybody. I've been alone. And you're boohooing. Maybe don't go home on Friday night and put your track pants on and stay in the house all day and all weekend. He said, you know, maybe get dressed up and go out to meet people, right? Mm-hmm. Go out and cultivate relationships. Go meet people. Go to places where you could have an opportunity come your way. Or maybe you just go out and you have fun. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you meet a new girlfriend. Or maybe you find a different job. Like you don't, maybe you find $100 on the ground. Like you don't know. But if we're cutting ourselves off, from relationships, if we're cutting ourselves off from business connections, you know, my show is all about business, right? And so from a business perspective, you need to be networking. And if the group you're in, you don't like, find a different one. Mm-hmm. Find a different group, make your own, create your own, you know, like I didn't like the platform I was on with my show. I created my own platform,
mm-hmm.
right? Mm-hmm. Create your own luck, but you've got to be willing to get uncomfortable sometimes to have luck come your way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, I think it's part of the, ticket to entry, I think. Like, it's like, I think when we're comfortable, we're oftentimes closed, right? It's like, right. Oh, this right. is comfortable. The track pants are comfortable. They may not be too cute, but they're comfy, right? Yeah. And so, but I think that getting uncomfortable, getting outside of our comfort zone, I think it signals to the universe of like, oh, we got a player on the field. You know, we got a player just entered the field. Right. And so I think that we avail ourselves to different possibilities.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Hey, coach, put me in.
Put me in, coach. Put me in.
All right, Megan, we are up to our next break.
Oh, damn it. I'm going to have to say all the good things after break, so everybody better come back.
All right, you heard her, ladies and gentlemen. Do stick around. We're listening to Megan Sillitoe and myself, Christine McIver, on the Inspired Choices Show here on the Inspired Choices Network. We will be right back.
Many of us make choices based on our past experiences or based on what others believe. What would our lives be like if we made our choices based on what we desire for our futures? When you join the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver, you'll be provoked to look at what is true and what you know, but may not choose, that requires your attention. Christine does not hold back. She brings all her expertise to every show. Are you ready to create and live the life you truly desire? Listen for Inspired Choices every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine at InspiredChoices.ca. Now, back to the program.
Yes, we're back, we're back, we're back. We're here with Megan Sillitoe. We're talking about luck and what it means to actually have, create, and receive luck. Before we jump back into the show, Megan, I'd like to find out what you're creating in your world right now and in your business.
Ooh, I'm having so much fun right now. This idea came, my partner, Suzanne, who we had a show here, which you can still get our episodes, Love Life and All Things Weird. I think we had 300 episodes or something. We had a lot. And it had so much fun doing it, but we've been bringing in this new body of work that we're calling Wild Wealth. And so many people around money and wealth go into contraction and structure and budgeting and like this. And like what's really been coming is that we actually have to get underneath that to that wild part of us, that creative wild self, that yes, we might have pipelines that connect us once we're there, but we have to do that first. We have to get into our essence first. We have to kind of go bigger inside and through ourselves so that we can connect to the different things that can generate and create for us. So for instance, one of my wild parts of me is the adventure part of me. And when I allow myself to choose the adventures that are in front of me, even if they're like crazy ass wild. I had this wild thing come in. I almost went to Turkey on a dime to go study with this guy that levitates, right? And I was like, I mean, it was cool and it didn't work out, but I said yes to it. And you would not believe what showed up in my world after just from saying yes to that, right? So when you say yes to like really who you truly are, the things that are uniquely you, that might be different for somebody else. For me, adventure is one of my what I would call wild archetypes. And that's what we're also building in this program is what's your wild archetype and what is it that needs to be tapped to generate and create wealth. So we just started a Facebook group this last weekend. It's free. We're putting tons of content in it. And it's called the Wild Wealth Circle. And you can go on Facebook and join it. We're having so much fun in there. And then we're building out that because it's kind of a new idea. I don't know anybody that's having this conversation with regards to wealth. And so we're fleshing it out and experimenting, and it's just so fun.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. And it feels to me like it is in concert with luck.
Uh-huh. Totally. Yes. Yes. It is. See, because the playing conservatively, think about how much energy, if you're an infinite being and you have infinite energy and you're going conservative, what? How much energy is it taking you to be small? How much energy are you using to conserve, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like when you go, it's like what we're talking about with luck. If you don't plow the field, if you don't play the, if you don't get on the field, if you don't play the game,
yeah,
you know what I mean? It's same thing, but in this we're saying play big, like play your biggest hand. Don't keep your, like, I don't know what you're saving that big hand for, but like play it
right. There's yeah. So many people are afraid of their own faces and voices and themselves on video and themselves posting somewhere. And there's, you know, yeah, there's a lot of nasty people out there who say a lot of nasty things, but you don't have to respond. You don't have to. You can actually eliminate them from your viewpoint or your page or whatever the case may be. But how much are we actually missing out when we don't really step up? Like really, really, really step up. Right. I can think of so many times, Megan, that where, you know, our friend Cass Thomas, when I was working with her and, you know, I'm living here in Toronto and she was going to Paris and I was just like, oh, my gosh, what would it take? And she just looked at me through Skype at the time and said, what would it take? And she just like threw down the gauntlet. You know, she just said, OK, MacIver. And I was on the plane that night. Like in 9 hours, I was on the plane.
Yeah.
And I know by that one choice, I turned up my luck. I turned up my playing big and I turned up so much more joy in my life because I was willing to say yes without going into the wringing of the hands, like, oh, well, you know, I shouldn't, and all that nonsense, right? Mm-hmm. And it, that was one of those times where it was so exciting. I mean, you know, other times where people have said, asked me a question, and I said yes before I got deep into the brain that wanted to talk me out of it. You know, like having a show. The very first time back in 2011 when I was asked, I said yes before I had a clue where I was coming up with the money. I had no idea how to do it. I had nothing. I'm telling you, I didn't know, but my body said, hell yes.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do we overrule those yeses or we just stay so stuck in our mind of the fear and the past and the worry and the hows that we miss out on these opportunities and luck does pass us by.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Because the door, our door's not open, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love how you said that. Like that choice was a choice for luck. That choice was a choice for magic. So you opened up a door in that choice. And, you know, it actually helped to hone in something for me because, you know, that moment where I like, oh, I can choose to be lucky. But what is that actually? Yes, there's the, oh, okay, I choose to be lucky, right? There is that place where you need to make that choice. But then how is it that you choose luck is through those kinds of choices that have big energy, that excite you. That's back to that wild energy, right? It's like,
yeah.
And before you start freaking thinking about it, right? Because that rational, logical mind is where all your limitations exist. It's where all the programming you're spending all that money with all those trainers and coaches to get rid of, that's who you're consulting. You know, when you're going in there, and it's like that big energy of like, life is offering me something. And when I look at that offer, I want to play, and you get on the field. And that is a choice for luck. That is actually how you choose luck.
Exactly. And that you have to get in that mindset before the door gets knocked on.
Yep.
You've got to start right here and right now saying, okay, I'm choosing this. I have no idea what it's going to look like. I don't know when the door is going to knock, but I am going to open up. I'm going to take the blinders off, and I am going to start using the language and the mindset of cultivating the opportunities. Like back to, you know, who are we around? Are we around the victims? Are we listening to the victims? Are we filling ourselves up with the woe is me stories? Or are we filling ourselves up with great content, right? Like so many of us today, a lot of people that are listening to my show are individuals who have their own business and they work at home. They're physically in their office solo. And so it's very easy for us to get stuck in the crazy mindset, because when we're alone, you know, unless we're putting in good stuff, sometimes the old crap keeps coming to the surface, right? And so having something playing in the background of somebody who inspires you, or stopping and reading, even for 5 minutes, reading something that inspires you, you know, constantly being in that space of filling yourself up will keep you open to seeing and receiving those possibilities, which are lucky. Mm-hmm. They do. They make you feel lucky. They fill up your world with more and more luck again and again and again. But we have so much responsibility in luck. Mm-hmm. It's not just, like I said, it's not just a haphazard situation. You have a responsibility to cultivate luck, and it starts right here and right now. And you have a choice. You can say, no, thank you. I'd rather do it hard. No, thank you. I would rather be able to whine and cry with my girlfriends. No, thank you. I'd like to be able to bitch at the bar with the boys. No, you choice. All of this is choice.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. What are you going to choose? What direction are you going to go in? Are you going to go the path where everybody thinks you're crazy and join us on the hill of luck and fun and play and wildness? Or are you going to keep going down? You know, there's so much truth to this. When you're in a family or you're in a community of people that have that woe is me energy, that, oh, this is the way life is. That's just the way it is. You know, it's always, this is how you got to go through life. And, you know, this is the price you pay. Blah, blah, blah. Like when you are in that circle, and you choose to step out of it, you will get things thrown at you. People will say things to you. People can be unkind.
Yep.
Right? And it can stop you, but it doesn't have to.
Mm-hmm. Yes, when I started Rapid Eye 28 years ago, I walked away from pretty much everybody that I knew. Everybody thought I was a witch, that I was nuts, that I was just weird, that I was judging them, that, you know, all this stuff. And I was just, first of all, I was just trying to save my own dumb life, you know, and just, I was like reaching for something. I was alone for a while, you know, and what's really cool is that if you're willing to be in that space where you go where you know to go, regardless of whether anybody wants that or not, or judges that or not, there might be a space where it feels kind of lonely for a minute, but mm-hmm. nature abhors a vacuum, and the people that will start showing up are so worth it. The people who start showing up when you let go of that negative energy, right? The people who, you may have to create that vacuum for a minute. There may be a minute where, it looks like I don't have any friends. Okay. Good thing I'm my own good friend. But like, I've had some of the most coolest people show up, including yourself, that like, I wouldn't go back and hang on to any of those friends for anything.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And when we see that the choices lead to something so nurturing and mm-hmm. so wonderful, you know, I've had the same situation where people, as I moved into another direction, like, you know, I was in human resources for 20 years. People are like, what the hell are you doing leaving your profession and you're going to do what? You know, and they just thought I was crack on crack. And it's like, okay, well, that's okay. You can think that way. And, but as I continue to stay in the lane that made me happy, right? So being happy brings luck.
Yes.
And so as I continued to be in that lane that made me happy, then I started to have people contact me and they're like, wow, Christine, look at you. Right? They weren't there before, Megan. There was no sign of them. But when I showed them, I'm not going anywhere. I'm following what really works for me, what lights me up. They started to take a second look. Now, some people still think I'm crazy. And if mm-hmm. you're listening, I'm really glad you're listening. But mm-hmm. and if they're not, that's okay. It's their choice, right? But we have to see our part in this. And yeah, keep your eyes wide open and know you're not going to be alone in this. You're absolutely not. There's more and more people becoming so aware that they've got more choice and they've got more that they can actually change in their life than they ever imagined before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Guess what time it is?
Time for a commercial.
Commercial break. Do not go away. We've got a little bit more before we're closing off today. I'm so grateful everyone was here. If you're listening live, I would love for you to put hashtag live. If you are listening in your replay, wherever you're listening, please put hashtag replay. And if you have a question you'd like to ask either Megan or myself, send me an email. I will loop Megan in. My email is christine@inspiredchoices.ca. Stick around. We'll be back right after this break. You're listening to Inspired Choices on the Inspired Choices Network. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We'll be right back.
Many of us make choices based on our past experiences or based on what others believe. What would our lives be like if we made our choices based on what we desire for our futures? When you join the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver, you'll be provoked to look at what is true and what you know, but may not choose, that requires your attention. Christine does not hold back. She brings all her expertise to every show. Are you ready to create and live the life you truly desire? Listen for Inspired Choices every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@inspiredchoices.ca. Now, back to the program.
Oh, Megan, we got to do this more often. This is going so fast. We've got people saying hashtag live in the chat room. And Karen says, you two are so much fun to listen to and you are sharing real gems. Well, thank you so much, Karen. I'm glad you're here. Megan, you can be found at your website, Megan Sillitoe, that's MeganSillitoe.com. Also, you've got Facebook, YouTube. You can catch Megan on every, like, over probably 50 or 60 platforms with her show. You can find her, you know, with that they had here on the network. So just Search Megan Silito. She cannot be not found.
Hey, wow. That's kind of true.
Yeah. It is true. Yeah. And do check out the we're going to put the link in the post for the group that you have, the Wild West one.
Wild Wealth Circle.
Wild Wealth Circle. Wild
yes,
West.
And it that might be your Wild West. Wild West.
There you go. So, Megan, we've got just a few minutes left. What would you say is the top three steps that someone needs to take to cultivate luck?
So I want to make this real. You know me, I'm a very much of a embodiment process person, right? So I want to make this real for people. If I'm going to do the top three steps, I want you guys to think, everybody in the chat room, everybody who's listening live or in the future, I want you to think of something that you'd like to let yourself choose that you haven't been. Because you've been butting, mm-hmm. You've been intellectualizing, whatever that you've been, but it's like, maybe it's a choice that you put way on the back burner, or maybe it's one that just keeps coming around. You know that there's some of the really good stuff really does. The universe is like, are you sure? Because here's the train going, are you sure? Here it is, right? And so like, even just if you don't know how, and you have no idea how it could come about. By the way, that is one of the prerequisites, I believe, for luck, is if you don't know how it's going to happen, because then it actually requires luck. If you know how it's going to happen and you know exactly what you're going to do, then you're controlling an environment and you're not really open to how the universe might serve you. So actually not knowing how, and the universe loves it when you don't know how, because that means the universe gets to play. It's like, oh, right? It's like, you don't know how, you need me on this one. I'm coming in, right? So when you don't know how, you engage the forces of the universe.
That's so cool.
If you say, I'm willing. So I would say step number one is that you have to be willing to choose things that you haven't been willing to choose before. You have to get out of your comfort zone and just, even if it's a baby step choice, but it's a little out of your comfort zone, choose it. Especially choose it if you don't know how, because that's when you engage luck. That's when the luck comes in. You have to have a little juice. You have to have a little of that leprechaun magic potion, right? If it's like, I have no idea how this is going to happen. I bet you didn't know how you were going to create a whole network.
No.
Before you did it.
No.
Right? It's like that step in. I don't know how, but I'm willing and I'm ready. I'm going to take my I'm going to take my place at the table. I'm coming in, right? Player aisle four, right? So the willing, I don't know how, right? And then stay in the game. Keep taking action. Look at what's the next choice. The next choice might be more edgier than the first choice, right? Because it's like, oh, I'm going to build a network. Oh shit. I don't even know where to start. Okay. You know, and then that next choice might also be a risk for you, right? It's like, okay, now I can do that. But the other thing is, I think for luck, you have to stay in the game. You can't give up. You can't go, oh, it didn't work. I'm not lucky. That is the opposite of luck. Like, your goal or your target might change as you get on the field, and that's okay, but keep playing. Keep choosing that next little edgy, risky thing. And just one of the things that builds is that you know that you can do bigger things and you don't die, right? Like, you have to know that you're not going to die. So you got to get in and show yourself you're not going to die. I had this mentor recently say, you need to cultivate doing big things, like that your life is full of big things. And you have to practice that you as a person do big things. And
Megan,
I think
that is so important. We're running out of time. We've just got a couple of seconds. Go connect with Megan. She's got so much to share. MeganSilito.com. Connect with me, Christine, at InspiredChoices.ca. Remember, you can always make another choice. Until next week.
Thank you for choosing to listen to Inspired Choices Show. Christine McIver will return next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, be willing to choose what you really desire. This is your life, making the choices that bring you all that you desire.